Bava Metzia, Shir number 3, we're in chapter 2, Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah says, Matzah Bachanus, if you found something in a shop, Hari Elu Shalo, then what you find belongs to you, because we assume, the assumption is, different people came in and out of the shop, we don't know who came in, there's no way of finding out who the owner is, the item itself has no distinguishing marks on it, and therefore, the finder can keep it. However, but, Bain Hateva Velechen Vani, if you found this object between the counter and the shopkeeper, in the area where the shopkeeper goes, Shelchen Vani, then you assume it dropped from the shopkeeper, because the purchasers, the buyers don't stand in the area, so the only person that stands in the area is the shopkeeper, it must be his item. Lifnei Shulchani, Hari Elu Shalo. If you found the money, found this object in front of the money changer, then it belongs to him. Because again, it's open area, random people enter the shop. You have no idea how to find the owner of the item. Bein hakisei velas shulchani. But if between the stool and the money changer, then hari elu shulchani. Again, if it's an area that's only for a certain person, the object that's on the floor must belong to them. Halokeach peiros mechaveira. If you took fruit from your friend, o shalach lo chaveira peiros, or if your friend sent you fruit, and you found money in them, Hari Elu Shalo, they belong to the finder. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because obviously the person who brought you the fruit put his money in the box and he just forgot about it. So the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case here where he was a seller of fruit, went from place to place, it wasn't his money or his fruit, and random people interacted with his fruit. So you don't know who it belonged to and no way of identifying the actual owner, so you can keep it. But in Hayut Sururin, if the money was tied up, no tell or machriz, then he has to take the money and announce it, because the knot would be the way to identify that these coins belong to you.